For years, the graves of Civil War veterans lay under a pile of trees in Leelanau County, but that will soon change. A cleanup is the brainchild of Linda Dewey, who partnered with Glen Lake Schools and a tree company to revitalize the area. She'd been researching the Glen Arbor Township Cemetery. Linda says the group also made important discoveries about the site, and she joins me.
Hi, Kendra.
So some trees came down during a storm in 2015, and that buried the Glen Arbor Township Cemetery. Can you tell us what the condition of the cemetery was before this 2015 storm?
Oh, it was lovely. You could walk in. There was a long trail. The national park kept it clear of downed trees, and it was just idyllic. You begin to see these gravestones in the woods just seem to be random here and there, and then suddenly you see this graveyard. There were 13 headstones. For most of us, we wondered, why is this grave way over here, and all the rest of them are over here, and why is there a little fence around this area? Turns out that there are unmarked graves between, and there are a whole lot more people there than the 13 headstones.
And you decided that you were going to bring Glen Lake Schools in with you to help you on the project. Why did you decide that this would be a good project to bring to the school?
So the place was always special to me, and I would take groups back there because it's so unusual. So when the storm of 2015 came, it completely buried the cemetery. You couldn't get in. When we got there, we saw that the trees were down horizontally over the gravestones, but they weren't touching the gravestones. The gravestones were all standing. It was rather strange to see that. And some people might say miraculous. So my feeling was then if something has to be done, and I asked this national park about clearing it. They said that it's down on their list of priorities. And I thought about all these people, and now not only don't we have their names, not only aren't their graves marked, but now we can't even get in there. And we need to do some research. We need to look up obituaries and death records. And it occurred to me at that time that the schools might help us.
So what did the students actually discover when they got in there and did a little bit of research?
Well, here's what happened. We were going to go in ahead of the clearing so the kids could see the dire situation. But Glen Arbor got 46 inches of snow on Veterans Day. We were going to go in 2 days later, and we couldn't go. So we couldn't go then. Then we were going to go in the springtime for a spring cleanup. And the COVID-19 thing came, and we couldn't go then. And we were going to have a Memorial Day ceremony, and we couldn't go then because of the whole thing. So they never actually got to the cemetery. However, they completely embraced this project. I took it to them, and I told them what we needed. And the kids went into the files and looked, and they actually researched individuals. One of the kids, we found out, our wonderful basketball coach for years and years for Glen Lake basketball, lives in the homestead home of this Edmund Trumbull, who was one of the Civil War veterans.
And that wasn't the only Civil War veteran that was buried there either.
No, there are four of them, and we have three markers, but we don't know where the fourth one is. And so now the big thing, Kendra, that we just found out on Wednesday, one of our historians, Andrew White, had been looking into the history of Glen Arbor, and then he was studying this Doc Walker, and he found the original deed to the cemetery in 1880. Dr. Walker deeded 1.38 acres for the price of $1 to the township of Glen Arbor for the purpose of a cemetery. And he found that, and he was following the trail of deeds to the surrounding land, because we wondered, how does a township cemetery get to belong to the national park? And there was a glitch where the cemetery, in every deed of surrounding land, the cemetery was supposed to be excluded until it was not in 1950. And it was included by a mistake. And then eventually that land was bought by the national park. So we had a title search done, and we got the results, and the results went to Omaha, to the National Park Service, and they agreed Glen Arbor owns the cemetery after all. So add that to the list of indignities and injustices, and the cemetery is reverting back to Glen Arbor. I mean, it's huge.
So what exactly does that mean for Glen Arbor residents to have this cemetery, to know that it's the township's property again?
Well, I think it's about heritage, right? It's about roots. It's about owning and taking responsibility and taking this place that can be, again, restored to being this lovely forest cemetery. We don't need to take it back to the way it was in 1880, but this lovely forest cemetery, we are going to be able to have so many fewer restrictions on going in and fixing it up. We are not going to have to wait every year for the environmental committee from Nebraska to come out and okay the environmental plan for the next year through the national park. Glen Arbor can do this. It's just going to mean that we're going to be able to do what the township decides it needs to do. Most of it, we're going to have to raise the funds. So. And it's going to mean that we can incorporate the kids. We can, I mean, all these things, so many restrictions. We couldn't take in a chipper. We couldn't take anything in on wheels. And now we can do that.
Thanks, Linda, for taking the time to speak with me.
Thanks a lot, Kendra.